This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Cheers.
No, the name of the game is High Neighbor or Rye Neighbor, meaning I'm going to say a celebrity's name, and you guys have to say whether or not you think they've been spotted by the Pops drinking Gansett, or whether they have lived or currently live in Rye.
Rye, New York?
Yeah.
Okay. It'd actually be really easy for me.
Probably. Oh,
we play for real cash. Jeff doesn't know this.
Really?
Yeah. So it's $100 for every right answer, $100 owed to me for every wrong answer. My bank account is sub $1,000 at the moment, so let's just tread carefully. Please don't look at the screen, obviously.
Right, sure.
First person is Jason Bateman.
Mm.
Oh.
Gansett.
Rye.
There we go.
Yeah.
Now the energy's up.
Really good.
Yeah. Feeling it.
Feeling amazing right now.
Then you'll have to play it against me, right?
Yeah, we might have to start over just because of like...
No, sure. Now we're getting it.
Okay.
I've got nothing but time.
Yeah, it is late on a Monday.
Monday, 4 p.m., it's the Monday after Thanksgiving. So we're all kind of coming into this episode with like a little extra fat, right? A little extra joy. And I'd like to ride that wave into the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not your just birthday
like,
today.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
That's the bigger story.
You're bearing What's the that? Lead. It's not yeah. the Monday after yeah. Thanksgiving.
It's and your actual birthday.
Might I be the first one to say happy birthday, Jeff?
Thank
yeah,
you.
Happy yeah. birthday for
I'll
sure.
I'll be the third to say happy birthday.
Yeah. The first was actually Johnny. Johnny works at HeadGum.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he texted me last night at 11:40.
Okay. So too early almost.
He's wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Then my mother was the first to say happy birthday.
After midnight?
Yeah, midnight o'clock.
Is she a night owl?
Mm-hmm. She, I think she...
2 a.m.
What's that?
2 a.m. in Ohio where she texted you.
3 a.m., yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if she set an alarm for that or something.
She must have.
To text you.
But that's sweet.
Yeah. No, I mean, it came from a loving family.
Very defensive. I was saying it was sweet. You took it. That's in a negative
is
way.
Is it hard being a holiday baby? Do you have a complex about that?
Yeah.
I don't like my birthday. That's why I wasn't burying the lead.
That's so nice. You don't like that it's November 28th or you don't like having a birthday at
I don't
all?
Like the attention. Like,
interesting.
It's a
that's
weird...
like the, when people ask me about you, I'm like, he hates attention.
Yeah.
That's like,
no, that's the thing. I like yeah. other attention.
Okay.
I see.
On the birthday, you didn't do anything.
It's too easy.
So you want to earn it through your clothing and stuff.
Yeah.
That's why you're wearing those overalls.
Yeah. And that's why I got a hair clip in right. Sonoma.
Yeah.
I knew it was from Sonoma.
It's covered in wine.
Look at that thing. Yeah. It stinks.
Your birthday is just that you didn't die that year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that, like, I guess, I don't know. It is that people celebrating that you're a part of their life.
Yeah.
Right.
But mostly I'm like, celebrate me every other day. You know what I mean?
Okay. So you prefer we celebrated you every other day except your birthday. That's the one day off that we get where we
yes.
can relax.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God.
Okay, we can start that now.
I mean, I guess Monday after Thanksgiving is the worst birthday to have. It's like everyone's done with celebrating. It's
right.
finally time to get back to work. And then you're like, today's my day now.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Come on, man.
It's better than having it on Thanksgiving, though, which sometimes it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But at the same time, then it's like everyone's thinking about Thanksgiving. And then I don't have to field all these texts,
so
which I appreciate.
So you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
It would be hard for me to have a predetermined dinner meal on my birthday.
That's true.
That's Thanksgiving dinner.
Because Thanksgiving dinner is not good to eat,
no,
I would say.
I like it.
Me too.
I don't like it. Everything
you just said. So I'm here, by the way.
Yeah,
I
we should introduced. Say, what is this, the Five Timers Club?
Is it the Five Timers Club?
I think it's the Four Timers Club.
I think it's the Four Timers Club, which is a bigger deal than the Five Timers Club, I
How
think.
How so?
I'm not sure. I will say, I think I was the first sort of outside guest on this podcast.
Mm. Yeah,
but then
that's
I do
true.
Think, just for my keeping tabs from distance, other guests have passed me in number probably since then, but I'm still the first. No one can take that away from me, right?
I think you're the, I think four times
really?
Is a lot.
Okay. Four times for a non-employee.
Right, yeah.
And I'm not an employee.
Yet.
At the five time, that's the
we
prize.
Offer you a 1-year contract.
That's amazing.
Carte blanche access to do anything you want at the company.
Anything I want at the company.
Anything. Literally anything. I mean, you could be an accountant or a toilet. Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
I'm not like going to pick yet.
Okay.
Because I guess I have some time to think, but I'm leading CEO if anything is on the table.
That sucks for
I know.
Yeah, the current CEO.
Yeah, but, you'll be okay, I think.
Because Marty like really hangs his hat on...
That's his whole identity.
Right. That's his identity.
Right. It's his personality.
Totally.
I'm not even doing a bit. I feel
right,
like
to take
really...
that away from him would be devastating.
It sounds like it'd be helpful. Like, people should contain multitudes. They should be more than just their job. So it's like, okay, now I'm your job. You be something else.
He could be you.
Yeah. He could be me. Oh. So it's sort of a Freaky Friday that happens.
Of sorts,
Okay, man, this Five Timers thing sounds amazing. I can't wait for that episode.
This
That'll
is
really
four,
fun.
Though.
Yeah, this is four.
Let's focus on the moment at
sort of a smaller deal.
Yeah. It is 4 p.m., which in the L.A. office, no one's around.
Yep.
Like you don't work out of the office most days, right?
Yeah.
Twice a week?
Yeah. Maybe even, honestly, sometimes a little less than that. I haven't been in it a couple weeks.
So, and have you ever stayed past 4 p.m.?
Only if I have to.
Exactly.
Like for live shows and stuff.
Yeah, for live shows and stuff.
We run
for
like
live
an
shows and stuff.
We run like an nice. Elementary school schedule, basically. Like we get here at 7:30 a.m.
Yeah. No, we don't.
No, we don't. But then we're out of here at 2:30.
Correct.
Yeah.
I like that.
So the back half is very elementary school style.
Yeah. And the front half is.
I try to get here by noon.
So you're here for 2.5 hours on
It's like
given
a
day.
New York brunch beginning into an elementary school. Goodbye.
I'm going to love working here.
I mean, you'll dictate the hours if you're the CEO.
You're making so much noise.
It's just
it's hard
a normal amount of... Sorry.
No, it's hard when it's your birthday.
Right. People are just blowing
Everyone's
up
reaching out.
Your laptop.
A normal day's texts stress me out. And that's only like 4.
Yeah.
So that's another reason why I don't like my... I appreciate the sentiment, but it's...
Can we get a count?
Too many notifications. I mean, I've read a lot of them, so I don't know what the count is. But
you can see on the iMessages how many were
You
want to
see how
today.
Many people have texted me today?
Yeah, that's what I said by the count.
Okay.
He's scrolling, folks. He is scrolling.
This is cool.
This is not just like a 8. You know, I thought he'd be like, all
no,
right, there's 9
lot.
People.
He's We've like, got Johnny, my therapist, my managers, Irene Walton. An Uber driver who texts me still sometimes.
Oh. He wished you happy birthday?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How does he know your birthday?
We like really hit it off. This was like the early days.
When you would give the Lyft driver your birthday.
When you would sort of really talk to them and bare
okay,
your soul.
Okay, I never had
you know
that experience.
It has like a mustache in the front and you used to sit shotgun.
Right.
And then you say, my birthday.
It was mustache era Lyft for sure.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law, Anya, who works at HeadGum.
That's nice.
My Aunt Karen, my dad. Tucker.
Yeah, Tucker Click.
My sister and brother-in-law in a group chat. My sister Solo.
Wow.
My buddy AJ.
Damn.
Nolan.
Murphy.
Murphy. He used to edit videos for their Patreon and also is a subscriber of our Patreon.
That's nice.
My family group chat. My friend Madison, very funny comedian.
This is like a plug thing now.
Who's this? Oh, my buddy Jones.
I just wanted to count.
Emma Silvers.
Yeah, I remember her.
My roommate, Justin, Cecily.
Nice.
My buddy, Kevin. Kevin, you know Kevin.
Yeah, sure.
Shelby Wolstein.
Yep.
My buddy, Ivan.
Ivan.
Yeah. My buddy, James Johnston. Kayla, Riley, George Saba. My buddy, Harry. Billy
this.
Brick. My buddy, John Paul.
Sorry.
So what do we have?
Just because I'm listing names doesn't give you license to like talk over me and shit. It is my birthday.
We were talking about something else.
Really?
Like it's all good, man.
Sarah. Lyndon.
Got it.
My friend. Billy Scafuri.
Oh, that's nice.
Jake.
Wow.
Zach.
Damn.
My friend Sweet. Sydney. And Marika Brownlee.
Billy Scaffieri beat me in FanDuel by 0.4 points the other night.
I wanted to talk to you about that on the show.
Okay, good.
What did it come down to? Probably just like a late rebound or an assist.
It was really sad. A turnover. Oh, well, Jeremy Sohan got injured. That's I would have won pretty easily without that. I think the viewership of this is really interested in obscure Spurs rookie Jeremy Sohan.
Yeah, he's from Poland. He is sort of as a Dennis
Rodman.
He's
very cool. He's got a cool vibe.
He has. Actually, you were talking about buzzing your hair and dyeing it pink.
Yeah.
Jeremy pulled the trigger, but he's wearing 10 on the Spurs, which is what Dennis Rodman used to
wear. He's running laps around you, my man.
That's right.
Sorry.
Short shorts, pink hair.
I think this is kind of an interesting rooster-esque way to wear your hair.
For now.
Okay.
For now.
What do you think I should do?
With your hair? I'll think about it.
Okay. Last time I talked to you in this office, you'd gone on a date.
Ooh.
How's that going?
Dude, it's already over.
What? Oh, no.
Was it the COVID?
No, the COVID. The COVID was not related. It just, you know, it's just these things.
Sometimes these things it doesn't happen. Go that way.
No, sometimes these things don't go our ways.
Wow.
You're in a relationship.
Yeah, I love that this podcast, I've never seen this side of you where you're sort of getting into like love line style, like who's dating who, like this is cool.
Well, you thought it was just fantasy basketball. Like,
daily fantasy, birthday name listing.
Adjacent,
And then it ends? Well, I don't know, but this is amazing.
Well, we had Sally Dar Griffin on the show. Do you know who that is? TikTok star.
Okay, yeah.
And like she always talks about dates she goes on.
Okay.
So we kind of have this mini segment called Dating in L.A.
Oh.
And because I feel like people on the internet always want to know about internet personalities dating in Los Angeles. You're dating in Los Angeles.
Right. I don't think I'm an internet personality, but.
Yeah.
You kind of are.
I guess.
You're the most requested guest on this show.
Requested.
Got him.
I'm sorry. I know it's your birthday, but you suck, man. I gotta get that out of the way. What are we talking? Yes, I'm in a relationship.
What is it? It's the corner of.
Okay, yeah. So your response to my mean thing is doxing me.
Not
my joke thing is you genuinely doxing
now
me.
Now all the dunheads are going to show up to that corner.
Okay, life ruined.
They're just to get
really
latte.
Rooting for you.
Yeah, they just want to say hi. They want to say they liked a tweet of mine 3 years ago.
Also, there's kind of a lot to cover.
Yeah.
You've been pretty prominent on Twitter. Twitter's going belly up.
I don't think I have been prominent on Twitter.
You've gone viral.
I go viral, but it doesn't really translate into me like having a lot of followers. Something gets lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
That's like, I wanted to talk to you guys about
There's
this.
A funnel that's like engagement, likes, retweets, new followers. And it really is like 10% of 10% of 10%. By the time you reach that last one, it's like four new followers.
Yeah.
And you start to think, was it worth it?
Totally.
Yeah.
I definitely started telling myself a story, which is just like, who needs more followers?
Yeah.
And, which is, of course, I'd like more followers. And it's also, I tell myself a thing of like, well, I'm not selling out. You know what I mean? I'm not posting a ton, posting memes, trying to get in the thing.
You're not playing the game.
That's why I don't have more followers. It's like, maybe. Or maybe I'm just like, you don't think it's the accurate amount of followers that I deserve.
Your Instagram is just photos of a Dell background of a beach.
But that, I have way less followers. That's even worse. I'm falling apart. But again, I'm not seeking the followers, but it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. I mean, everyone is passively seeking followers.
Right.
But yeah, how do I feel about Twitter's
demise?
I mean, it seems to still exist, so I don't know. But I mean, when it seemed like it was going to die, I was kind of excited. I thought it would have been nice if it died.
I agree.
I have more time to do other stuff. And
One of the last things I tweeted was a photo of my ass. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw that, yeah. That was cool.
So I was hoping.
what are you supposed to say? Sorry.
Well, what are your genuine thoughts on my ass?
On your ass? It's great.
Yeah.
Strong. Big. I have like such a bad ass, you know, and so for me the bar is
you
really
are a
low.
Badass.
I mean, duh, but I'm very, you know, it's just nothing going on back there. So it would have like impressed whenever I see stuff happening back there.
It really would have been ideal timing for me because that would have been, I think, at the time that he bought it. He bought it the day I posted it.
I think that's what put him over the edge to buy it.
He's like, wow, look at this. the content.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Allie, did you see my ass?
I did. I did.
What'd you think?
Hats off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
Pants off to you, man.
Nice.
Nice. That was good.
But yeah, let's talk about dating in LA. You've been gainfully in a relationship for the better part of a decade.
No.
Right. A little less than that.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah. 3.5.
4. Let's round up
a negotiation.
I'll give
let's
you
say four. We'll because it. You knew her before you started dating.
That's true, but we weren't in a relationship then.
Yeah, but you were laying the groundwork.
I wasn't. I need to say for the record that I was not.
All right, 4 years.
Yep. Okay.
What is it like dating in a sorry, yeah. being in a relationship, dating actively? Because you never want to stop dating your partner.
No. Yeah, you're always saying that.
What's your experience dating in LA?
I mean, it's no. Thank you for asking me about this. It's you know, it's feels similar to dating other places for me because again, it's just the one relationship the yeah. last few years. So it's just kind of hanging out with each other, going to restaurants. We go to the movies a lot.
And what restaurants? I think that's what people get interested in. Is like, how often are you at like Found Oyster?
Right.
Found Oyster.
I do. We have gone on a date to Found Oyster before. So.
I think that's interesting.
Found Oyster is really good.
Yeah.
I don't really like oysters, but you were talking about the Lonely Oysters. There's yeah. L&E Oysters. There's just a lot of oysters going around.
L&E is like one of my favorite restaurants. I because it's an aphrodisiac, right? So you have to understand that like red wine and that, you can't help but end up in the sack.
No, you have to understand.
Yeah. You have to.
You really literally have to understand that. Is there anything there other than oysters, or are you just getting oysters?
I'm getting a call from a random number. Should I take it?
Yeah,
yeah,
this
sure.
has never happened on the show. Hello?
You don't want to put on speaker?
I think this is more interesting.
Because we only hear one side.
Yeah, him silently.
Yeah.
Well, this is probably how he became friends with that Lyft driver.
It's,
that part does make a lot more
sense. Yeah, I don't know how else to describe it. It's
Tell him it's your first day.
Okay, thank you.
You didn't do it.
He didn't seem happy.
You didn't yeah. do it.
He there was two times on that call where he was like, damn.
He was just not where you wanted him to.
Got it. So a sort of a light prank wouldn't have been good.
He seemed really exasperated. So I think if I had been like, by the way, it's my birthday, so really I need this package. It was an Amazon package, which the only thing I order from Amazon is like utility things, like eye drops.
Mm.
What the hell were we talking about before? Oh, Found Oyster, right? So like, what are the dating spots? Because
so we
you're
talking,
28.
When you were on the call, we were talking about like sort of the looseness of the podcast.
Right.
Now.
Well,
know.
The other thing is we had been banking episodes all in October. We haven't recorded in 4 weeks.
Got it.
So I'm like off my game a little bit.
Okay, got it. Okay, so maybe we can help you kind of tighten back up a little bit and get back in the swing of things.
Why did you want to record on your birthday yeah. specifically? Because this one was scheduled way in advance. I thought it was going to be like a birthday spectacular.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But now it's just like, you didn't even want to address it. This could have been a Tuesday recording.
And then you're just asking us about a restaurant that I went to like a year ago. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say about it. I already said it was good. It's not like a food reviewing podcast.
No.
I'm confused.
I just thought it'd be something nice to do. It's a Monday, right? Uh-huh. And
it's late.
We also need the episode to go out this Friday.
Mm.
So I was like, I'd rather have more time to edit it tomorrow.
I see.
And,
last week was a holiday.
My thing going into it wasn't a birthday spectacular. It was more for me to be like, I don't have to do anything. I could not talk for this whole hour.
So you had the opposite.
To okay. put no time and effort into it.
I see.
Yeah.
Because you know that it will feel bad.
Calling you
out. Yeah.
You can't say anything to me today.
Right.
Okay. Although you did say I suck.
Right.
Sort of getting right to
no,
the point.
I said that. I did.
Yeah, but you can say that if you start out with, I know it's your birthday, but.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, wrong. Allie, let's get into you.
Okay. Wow.
I want you to open up on this show.
Okay.
Say things that you'll kind of be driving home and be like, that was kind of personal.
Oh, I feel that every day anyway.
That's fair. That's cool. What's like a secret you feel comfortable sharing about yourself or someone close
Jesus.
To you?
Jesus.
Oh, man. A secret?
You can't put someone on the spot.
It's like weird.
How is it weird?
It's not like, that it's, I understand what you're saying. I don't have very many, I don't really think I even have very many secrets. I think at least one person I've told. I'm an open book.
Yeah. Well,
right, but a secret can be something that you share, when I was 18. No, that's too inference.
Wow.
When I was 18, I had to go see a urologist. Okay. Right? And he gave me the steroid cream. Okay. Because I had had a sexual encounter with somebody where my dick had been broken, basically. And you and I knew each other at that point.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about this then.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, that was a secret I'd kept from everyone except my urologist.
The salve was a cream?
The salve was a steroid cream that I was supposed to use as I pleased.
Okay.
And it fixed the issue.
As you pleased?
Myself.
So... I mean, can I ask you more questions about what happened? I guess I don't want to pry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get too graphic. The last thing I'd want to do is like be crass on the show.
Right.
Well, you talk about breaking your dick and then using a cream.
A thing that you brought up of your own accord.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. True.
So
true.
We knew each other. We knew each other, and you didn't bring this up to me at the time.
I think I was embarrassed. I was like, I'm 18 years old. I'm at the urologist. That doesn't happen to anyone.
No, life happens fast.
Yes.
All
yeah, but I mean, it was kind of from like a cool, like, you know, not cool, but like you were having sex.
Yeah, sex
that's
related.
Something, right?
That's true. That's true.
Did it impact your life?
Like, actually, the person, you know the person.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, you definitely shouldn't say who it was, but I'm really curious. Are you going to bleep it out?
I'll bleep it out, but at least now you know.
She broke your penis?
In a way, yeah. I didn't even tell her.
You didn't?
You just kept that inside?
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of questions. You don't have to answer them. But
okay.
Did you continue your encounter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did that really hurt?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can't imagine a cream helping like a muscle spasm.
Right.
That's what's confusing me.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Well, again.
It's like, I broke my arm. Here's a steroid ointment.
Right.
Yeah.
It didn't like snap in half. I don't know what you guys are picturing.
Yeah, I think the remedy is like a popsicle stick and some string.
Ice. For sure.
Kind of like,
making
sure a plant grows vertically.
Yeah.
Sticking your dick in corn or something.
More than you usually do.
The muscle was fine. The skin was not.
So and so the steroid,
when we finished, excuse me.
Yeah.
It was a topical steroidal agent.
Okay.
It seemed like a chafing dermatological issue more than a urologist.
Yeah, it was like
a fixing a broken penis.
At what point would you say, I'm back, baby? Like it was, at what point were you like, I'm back to 100%?
I think I had sex 4 weeks after that because it was New Year's Eve.
You gotta.
4 weeks after that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But saying you were back also, to 100% by that point?
Now it's all flooding back. Yeah. You were at the same party that this happened.
Must have been a Halloween party.
I was at the party with the dick skin
breaking. No. This happened after.
New Year's.
No.
Halloween to New Year's is 2 months.
We were supposed to talk about Allie.
The night of,
we had hung out.
HBO
it was
series.
At your apartment.
It was at my
You're
apartment.
You're in Sam's old apartment.
Yeah.
Your senior year.
You had hung, and that sort of preceded what happened.
Yeah,
that's
I was wearing
crazy.
A green fleece, because I remember there's a photo of it. I was wearing a party hat.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that with me. I think that's really...
When you wear your fleece, are you like, that's the fleece I broke my dick in?
Like, I don't have the same fleece anymore.
Oh.
All this to say we can participate in a shared vulnerability. We can sort of. That was just to open the floor for you to share a secret.
Okay. Okay.
Ideally, it doesn't have to be steroidal in nature.
All right. Well, there was this one time. It was like 4 weeks before New Year's. And I broke my dick.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
And you that's got to be very
similar.
Was it 2015?
Yeah.
Damn.
Can you believe we broke our dicks on the same night?
That's so crazy. Like, that's why you guys get along.
Yeah.
That's really crazy.
Yeah.
This episode is awesome. We have to take a break,
and then we have so much more to get to.
Okay.
We haven't gotten into any of the things that I had prepared.
Yeah, I wonder.
You wonder what?
What it is, what it could be.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay.
Cool. Let's take it into everyone's bonds of the week. I think that James Bond is like an action-adventure series that is a little more sophisticated, right? There's the clothes, there's the cars, there's the watches.
Yeah. No, you think that, yeah. Go on, sorry.
That's something I've been toying with.
Right.
And what other IP does it take a certain like level of intelligence to understand?
Mm-hmm.
Pickle Rick!
What's that?
Right? What's that?
Who?
Rick and Morty. I think you have to be really smart to get those jokes.
I don't think so.
Really?
They're pretty broad and immature.
Yeah.
My 11-year-old cousin loves that show.
Okay, because I was going to say Rick and Morty could be James Bond.
Both of them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you didn't... No, it's like... It's Pickle Rick! You know, it's like that's... Not everybody... You have to have read a couple books to understand that.
Like comic books about Rick and Morty?
I don't know, like Naked Lunch.
Okay. It's interesting. We were talking about the ways the podcast has changed when you were on the phone earlier. And it's
on the podcast.
I like that, you know, this segment is still happening.
Yeah.
But other things have changed. Kind of the vibes have changed, but we're still doing the bond of the week always.
Well, we've been doing these in studio more. It's always harder for me to be an utter asshole when I'm looking someone dead in the eyes.
No, that
versus
makes sense.
The Zoom.
That makes sense.
You guys, so you don't have to be smart to get Rick and Morty?
No, you.
It's Dan Harmon.
I think I don't
want to be smart to write
Rick
and Morty.
Right, like Grace Freud.
Sure.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be smart to enjoy Rick and Morty.
But that's what everybody says.
Who says
everybody's saying that?
Everybody's like, everybody who watches Rick and Morty is like, It's really smart humor. So I've just taken that as gospel. I don't watch the show.
Oh.
Okay.
So how did you know the Pickle Rick thing?
Yeah.
Because you see that on like Twitter. And for the longest time, I was like, oh, what is that? I don't. Why is that funny? I guess I'm just too dumb to get it.
Okay.
Why is that old man into a pickle
you
funny?
You want to believe that the show is too smart.
I don't
explain why you don't.
When
like
I've
it.
Seen it, I don't laugh. So I don't. Right. So I must be too dumb.
Right.
I see.
Because that's what people tell me.
I got it.
Would they trade off being James Bond, or would it just be like there's two James Bonds?
Well, that it's aren't they like scientists?
Yeah.
So they could be.
You brought this up. Like I know you don't know about the show, but you brought it up.
What
and
are
you so mad?
That's my Bond of the week. That's my Bond of the week. What are your guys's?
Okay.
Allie.
I have been watching to make myself fall asleep at night, Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
So Angela Lansbury's hologram.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Like just digital, just put her in the shot.
And you don't think that's like too much to digest? Like there's a new plot line, storyline. Rafe Fiennes is M, Judi Dench is out.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it acknowledged that she's a hologram or the hologram is the actor playing Bond?
It's acknowledged that she's a hologram, and that's almost what makes her job hard.
So I mean, there's definitely some benefits. You shoot a hologram, you're fine. You know, that'll help Bond.
But can you even hold a gun?
No, and that is what she has to work to overcome.
God.
So is the plot of the first one her overcoming the adversity that comes with being a hologram?
Yeah.
Is there even a villain?
Herself.
Got it. I'm in.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Better than the Rick and Morty one for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a top two. That'd be number one.
Weird.
Yeah, maybe you were too dumb to understand.
Not really.
Who's your Bond of the week?
Mario.
That's cool.
That's funny.
Is it Chris Pratt as Mario?
Yep. And he's doing the voice and it doesn't sound quite right. But he's doing he's being British.
Yeah,
he's doing that voice in a way that is.
Theo James?
Oh,
who's
amazing.
Theo James?
So I've been watching White Lotus and he's in White Lotus. He's a tall, handsome, funny guy and he's actually British. I found out not too recently.
Is that the guy who's always sitting like this and like talking to?
Yeah.
He had his dick out at one point, but it was fake.
Yeah.
I think.
Wait, is it it's the asshole?
It's the sort of, yeah, it's the asshole-ish
Okay.
guy.
Yeah, it's the asshole.
Amir doesn't do that character as an asshole.
I don't think of him as that. And you're totally down to label him as an asshole. To me, he's a lot more intricate, if that makes sense. Not unlike Bond would be. Yeah.
Did you watch last night's episode?
I did. I really liked it.
I watched it.
I really liked
well,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good.
I saw it too.
Crazy.
What's that?
I saw it too, I think.
You think?
I watched it, yeah.
I said Theo James. He said, who?
And I don't know
which
name
is the asshole guy. Like you had watched 4 minutes of the pilot.
Well, so many of those actors are people that we don't know yet, and now we know them. But I don't know which name is the actor.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Can I change my Bond of the week? Because
yes.
Someone already did it.
Yeah.
Luigi.
Nice.
Theo James season. Would be a good Luigi, actually.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine how
Full
fucking handsome?
Out.
Yeah.
If any of you guys had a birthday today, I would sort of cede the floor to you the moment you started speaking. And I feel like I've been talked over. It's hard for me to get a word in edgewise.
When's your birthday?
June 3rd.
October 20th.
Oh, okay.
January 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Per CNBC, we got to get into the news of the day.
Yep.
Per CNBC, parents of successful kids don't worry about screen time, expert says. They teach these three skills instead. What do we think they are? It works better for the edit if you kind of like there's overlapping dialogue.
Economic
kind of,
literacy,
compassion.
Compassion and I don't know what else.
Arithmetic.
Math.
All wrong.
Okay.
One, how to evaluate media.
There's no way parents are teaching
yeah,
their kids
what?
That.
Let me elaborate. Parents are of successful kids, of kids that turn out fine to good. They research and explore apps, games, and websites, read the user agreement and reviews together.
Nerd.
And really?
The user agreement, like the legal terms
like,
of service.
That you have to agree to.
And they share any values or concerns that they have about the agreement. That's how you get into fucking Yale.
This isn't news per se.
Seems like one crazy man's opinion. What's
number two? How to draw screen boundaries. Let me what's the net? Okay, so the title of the article is Parents of Successful Kids Don't Worry About Screen Time. They focus on these three skills instead. And number two is how to draw screen boundaries.
So the kids are choosing whether or not to use the screen, and that's the difference?
Parents can come up with guidelines that create a balance and teach your kids how to use screens constructively.
Okay.
Like, I don't think any of us here are parents, you know.
So it's you're like, never gonna have kids.
What do you want us to say about this?
Jesus.
That wasn't me being like confirming. You're never gonna have kids.
you didn't say it like that the first time. You said it like
either
a statement.
One is pretty messed up.
It's true.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to have kids eventually?
I don't know. I go back and forth every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Allie Jr.?
Does that change your mind?
Yeah, now that I know that. No, I would love...
What about your husband, Allie Jr.? What does he think?
You know, what that reminds me of... Well, I don't know. There's so many times where I'm like, I'd love to be able to pass along, like, pop culture influences onto a child. But that's kind of, like, the amount of mothering that I'm interested in. Like, I want to, like, show them a show and be like, oh, that was informative.
Yeah, you don't have to, like, wipe a diaper for seven times.
You don't wipe the diaper when you change
a
diaper.
And you know what I really don't want to do? I don't want to have to set up other people's plans for them. Like, that's what moms do. Like, they're always like, does your kid want to come over and have a play date? And now I have to talk to... I don't want
to... have to drive them over.
Yeah, and then I have to pick them up. I have to talk to the other parents. I have to stand in their foyer and make sure everybody's comfortable for a little.
What did you
and, like,
eat? Right. Did they eat dinner? Like...
Oh, my God. I don't want to do like any of that.
Yeah.
Or, like, if my kid's a biter, I have to call the mom and be like, so sorry, my kid bit your kid. I'm not interested in that. But I am interested in showing... a child that The Secret Garden is a good book.
And you're talking about being an aunt. That's aunt territory.
Yeah, no, that's, I guess that's what I want.
Yeah.
Are you an aunt?
No.
Are you a zaunt?
Nine.
Oh, my God.
I'm a zaunt.
The last one is how to use screens for good, which I think they mean for, like, the good of humanity, but I'm thinking just in perpetuity. A new book claims Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip kept their distance in final years. The Duke of Edinburgh reportedly spent his days in his own way.
Fast forward to the next
You've
thing.
Chosen to spend your birthday this way.
All right, no thoughts on that?
No.
All right.
No thoughts on that, obviously.
Can't hear what actors are saying on TV? It's not you, probably. There are things you can do, per the Wall Street Journal, to address audio issues introduced by the production process.
Okay.
This is like we're trying to help people now watching.
I feel like I'm just visiting my grandfather and he's reading TV Guide from 2015.
Is it more interesting than like reading the Washington Post? It's less, because there's no context.
It feels like we're reading the user agreement as a family.
Yes, it really does.
World's oldest meal discovered in a $550 million, year old, I've been shopping, $550 million year old fossil. In a fossilized specimen of the slug-like Kimberella, a team detected molecules of phytosterol preserved in the creature's gut. The chemical product, which is found in plants, suggested it ate algae and bacteria from the ocean floor. My question is, no sides?
We all crack up for 9 minutes.
That was great. You got a big birthday laugh. That was awesome.
They also found onion rings in his underwear.
Yeah. I like that.
Something like that.
Punch up.
Yeah, something super modern.
We were talking about how... But the last time you're on the show is still the episode I at least point to people to be like, if you don't listen to the show, but if you want to, this is a good episode. You're still a writer on What We Do in the Shadows.
Yep.
Co-EP?
You always guess my title, which is not interesting to anyone. I'm not a co-EP. That'd be like really big leap, yeah. I would say.
You're still just executive story editor?
No. I think you got to get walked. There's
you're
a
producer.
Lot between them. I'm a producer.
Story producer.
Producer.
Wow.
You already nailed it. So and you then, can stop guessing.
And just, well, hang on. Let me look at the schedule.
What are you talking about?
Just one. Yeah. Actually, I guess it's WJ East, isn't it?
You're going to ask about rates.
I'm looking at the schedule of minimums.
Right.
For
why would you do this?
What a story. What was it? Producer?
Producer, yeah. Yeah.
Although you, I guess you're PGA now, huh?
That's not how it works. I'm a producer level writer. I'm still in the Writers Guild.
Okay.
So it's like, this isn't interesting to anyone.
Not necessarily.
It makes me uncomfortable.
How so?
You're trying to talk about how much money I make.
It's important that we discuss our finances so that everyone gets paid fairly.
But like, you're talking about a thing that a union has picked. Like, there's no, like, if someone's doing, working at a guild show, it doesn't matter what, they don't need to know what I make.
$5,000 a week?
I don't want to talk about
so it's
this.
More than that.
Yeah.
But for the viewership, it's important to recognize that we live in a gig economy in this industry, right? So you might be getting $7,200 a week. You have agency fees, you have manager fees, you have taxes, obviously. And that has, you only work for what, 16 weeks out of the year?
Yep.
So that has to last the whole year. So it's not $7,000 a week. It's not 7,000 times 52.
So it's like,
right?
It's you're bringing something up, but then you spell it. It's like, no one was talking about this. No one's curious about it. It's just completely unnecessary, the entire thing.
I want to make $7,000 a week.
Sure.
Yes.
But you suck.
Remember? Do you remember?
You remember?
You suck.
I said you suck.
Yeah.
That hasn't changed. I wrote more scenes to get your advice on. I want to see how I've grown as a writer in the past year.
Okay.
In your eyes.
Cool.
In your
eyes. So we're sort of doing like a sequel to the last.
Yeah. It's sort of
a table read.
Squeakquel, yeah.
The table read episode.
Yes. So I sent it to you over Slack. I sent it to you guys over text. 5 different scenes. And I would love to get your notes. Poll the room. There's scene direction. So I'll assign roles. I'll sort of cast it as we go. This first scene takes place, it's sort of like a, you know, first date scene. Amir, why don't you be man? And Allie, why don't you be woman?
Sure, and typecast me.
Zach, can you? All right, Allie, why don't you be man? Amir, you be woman. Actually, that works. You're man, you're woman.
I'm woman.
You
hear me roar.
You do scene direction and sort of call action.
Okay.
Just so I can hear it and I don't have to focus at all.
Yep, sounds good. You don't have to focus?
I can sort of zone out. There yeah.
Yeah. Unlike the rest of the podcast. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And okay. We're exterior apartment building. Night. And action.
Want to come up?
I just watched you kick a dog in the neck.
That's true.
You saw a blind 3-legged dash hound struggling to cross the street. You turned to me and said, watch this. Then you positioned yourself for a punt, then dashed forward and sent her flying through the air. She hit the cement with a sickening slap, at which point you turned back around and yelled at the top of your lungs, goal! Wrong sport, by the way.
It's all football.
Yeah, you've tripped on every side you walked on, and you've stolen mail from every stoop we've passed. I'm not convinced you live here.
I'm gathering you want to take it slow.
I want you to die.
Hey, wait. Before you go, want to watch me do a magic trick?
The man takes out a deck of cards, but they're all stuck together.
Shit. You probably think I jack off to these now, huh? Ha ha.
Do you?
Well, yeah. But now you think that.
The woman spits in the man's eye.
Oh!
She shoves him into a pile of trash.
Oh!
She lights a match and tosses it onto his shirt.
Of course!
And.
Interesting.
All right. Great.
So my goal with this scene was to sort of show and not tell.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is the opposite, right? Of what they tell you to do.
No,
They show you to do.
Nice.
Thanks. Oh yeah, they tell you to show and not tell, but you did the opposite.
Really?
You just told.
But right, what about the lighting anything. A match on a shirt thing?
I guess at the way end.
No, this was definitely an interesting scene.
Yeah.
I mean, I think as with last time, I don't know what this is. Like, it's like, is it a scene from a pilot you've written? You know,
these are like a complete short.
Yeah.
Or is there more to it?
Is it like The Big Short?
I really like the way you demonstrated cause and effect.
Thank you. Yeah. Allie. And Allie, you also worked as a development executive before joining HeadGum, right?
Thank you for saying I was an executive. I was still a coordinator.
But that's still, you're reading a lot of material.
No, I'm scripts all day.
Yeah. And you've sort of had, you've been told that your writing is bad and you have to edit it a lot because you like, what is it, 4 failed pilots?
Not failed pilots, but.
Got it. So now you're sort of being mean.
I wasn't trying to be mean. I was trying to clarify just your qualifications for giving notes.
You were trying to clarify something you said.
Similar to the other thing. You keep creating issues and then having to fix them.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just clarifying what I said to you.
No, they're sort of like writing exercises. You try to do like a couple pages every day. And then maybe one of them sparks joy/inspiration. Mm-hmm. And then you decide to write a pilot around that. So it's a pilot for a pilot in a way.
Oh.
Like maybe this could be like a big sick. You know what I mean? Like brown guy, white girl.
Right. That's what you think of that movie as. Yeah. I think of course at the end felt a little bit like that's like sort of a catchphrase type thing of yours. And you're kind of trying to jam that in.
Yeah.
Which I would say writing wise, don't do that because you don't know who's, I don't know if you're going to play the part. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know, Allie could be playing the part and that's not her catchphrase. And so then suddenly, so maybe keep stuff like that, your personal catchphrases out of your scripts. That's just friendly advice.
No, that makes sense. And it's actually, it's funny you said that because I was eyeing Judge Reinhardt for that part.
The brown guy?
Judge is attached.
That's awesome. Yeah.
All right. Let's go on to this next one. This one's sort of like, have you guys seen The Sopranos?
Yes. Yeah.
So this is like similar to The Sopranos. Mm. So that's the tone.
Okay.
And
kind of a lofty. That's just a little pre-advice. You want to set the bar so high always when you're showing someone something.
Yeah, this is kind of like what is widely considered as the best television show of all time.
You know, you got to aim high. I don't want to like try and write a show that's like, I don't know.
No, that's, I respect that.
Spy.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Hulu series.
Oh.
Why don't we have Amir, you're the therapist.
Okay.
Zach, why don't you be Thurgood? And Allie, why don't you call scene direction for this?
Okay. Interior, therapy office. A therapist sits with their patient.
Maybe it's because you're kind of dorky.
What?
I mean, your name is Thurgood.
I don't want to be here.
I mean, your name is Thurgood. That's not exactly sexy.
I tell you my wife hasn't initiated sex in 2 years, and that's your response?
Let me level with you. I'm retiring.
Checks
I'm retiring.
Watch.
Yeah, checks watch. 25 minutes. So frankly, I couldn't give a shit if your wife has the...
I think we just gotta take
like
it from the
Sopranos.
Top.
Yeah.
Let's go from the top. Okay, let's go from the top.
And then again,
now that
just
I have it in me. Right?
Any notes performance wise for us or going back?
That was a cold read, by the way. I had never read that before.
Same.
Let's really try to hit that Sopranos tone.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, can I at least make a recommendation that I'm Thurgood and you're the therapist? Just because of how I feel like we come across anyway. You seem like more of the therapist type.
You know, my parents are both therapists.
That's there true. We go.
All right. Yeah. Why don't you be therapist and you be Thurgood?
So I'm going to sort of try to harness stuff from my parents, my ancestors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, recall. Exactly. Yeah.
Take a second to just switch roles.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Interior. Therapy office. A therapist sits with their patient.
Maybe it's because you're kind of dorky.
What?
I mean, your name's Thurgood. That's not exactly sexy.
I tell you what, my wife hasn't initiated sex in 2 years, and that's your response? Sorry, and that's your response?
Let me level with you. I'm retiring in 25 minutes. So frankly, I couldn't give a shit if your wife has the hots for you or not. Bottom line is, I'm moving to Hawaii tomorrow. So you say whatever it is you need to say. You already have my recommendation for your next shrink. Just... fucking rail your wife tonight and it'll be fine. Make sure she comes like, I don't know, 5 or 6 times.
Doctor.
I'm not a doctor. I'm an MFT. I've never corrected you because I liked how it sounded.
The therapist lights a cigarette.
Also, you might invest in a leather jacket. Women love that biker shit. You don't even need the Harley. Just the leather jacket. Cigarette?
I'm good.
No, you're good. And that's the problem. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. My prawns are here. You don't mind if I eat some prawns during these last 20 minutes?
I mean, yeah, I kind of do.
You suck ass. There you go.
That one's like characters who are immediately at odds with each other, like trying to create conflict in like not only the moment, but also the character's like disposition.
Well, it seems like they've had a long-standing relationship. This therapist is about to retire. They have names for each other, built-in jokes.
Sort of a, it's an inciting incident, potentially.
Yeah, this is interesting. I mean, it feels a little bit like the way it starts, right? It's like, yeah. Maybe it's because you're kind of dorky. What? I mean, your name is Thurgood. It feels like you like named the character Thurgood. And then we're like, all right, what do we know about this guy? His name's right. Thurgood. You know, it's like, maybe try to get a little deeper into who the character is before you get there, rather than just being like, well, I named him Thurgood, so I'm going to make a joke about how his name's Thurgood.
So like more specificity.
Yeah, no, totally. Specificity, yeah. Exactly, man. And I think this is like really good, obviously. Like, I think it's
really good.
Yeah, it's like powerful, interesting.
And
like,
you guys aren't just saying that because it's my birthday.
No.
Is it your birthday still? Yeah, I guess it is, yeah.
I'm not even thinking about your birthday anymore. I'm thinking about other stuff. Okay. And like, I think this is solid and nothing to worry about, you know?
Okay. And it's also not that we've been going for 50 minutes and you guys want to get out of here?
We do. Is it almost 5? Because I do have a heart out.
Let's get these last scenes out of the way.
Okay.
Okay, so I know that staffing, like when you apply to write for a TV show, doesn't really operate on spec scripts anymore. It used to. But I'm like, what? You also need to like catch people's eye. You have to be different. And if everyone's doing original pilots as submissions, I'm wondering if I do a spec script. So I wrote a spec script for New Girl, one of my favorite shows, just to show that I know these characters. I can write for someone else's voice.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay, let's have Zach be Schmidt, and awesome. Then Allie, can you be every other character?
Sure.
Actually, no. Sorry. You be Schmidt. You be okay. Jess.
Awesome.
And Winston, and you be Nick and Cece.
Okay.
And I'll read scene direction. Interior, New Girl loft.
Jar Schmidt.
I'm being serious, Zoe.
Right, I mean, that.
We can do a quick pop in of that is, yeah. That's, you have her character's name listed as Jess right above it, and then he calls her Zoe.
Maybe
right.
It comes into play later.
Yeah,
like,
let's finish.
Yeah.
I'm being serious, Zoe. I feel like I'm having a seizure. Can we stop the cameras, please?
Okay. Schmidt, Jar.
Okay, I see. I'm not in character as Schmidt. I'm Max Greenfield, and I think I'm having an epileptic episode.
What's Schmidt doing today?
He's being a big old douchebag.
Why is nobody helping me? Where's Hannah? She'll know what to do.
Oh, you want to talk to Cece, huh? Let me guess, because she's brown.
What? No.
Jar, Schmitty. What is jar? Like when you curse?
It's like a douchebag jar.
Got it.
I can't feel. Oh my God. I can't feel anything.
Schmidt, you got a condom?
No. Someone call an ambulance.
Jar, Schmidt.
Schmidt passes out. Cece enters.
Wow. Real nice, Schmidt. You had so much sex, you fainted. Jar.
Yeah.
That one is not really a New Girl. That one's more like a meta commentary on.
Yeah.
It was like when they did Seinfeld reunions on Curb.
Right. But that was a hit.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to say this because I think you need to hear honesty. I didn't like this one.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, I'm open to criticism. Let's move on to the Titanic.
Great.
Scene. This is me trying to do something a little bit more grounded.
Okay.
Oh.
Zach, why don't you be Rose and Allie, you be Jack. And Amir, you read scene direction.
All right. Interior Titanic.
Paint me like one of your French girls.
Okay, but you're not going to like what you see.
Jack paints her. reveal the painting. Rose is a fat ass and two massive honkers.
Wow. That's incredibly offensive.
I told you that you wouldn't like it. I only know how to paint French girls with huge butts and massive honkers. Also, I hate to do this, but I do have to charge you.
What?
I'm not just going to do a commission painting for free.
It was supposed to be romantic.
Oh, that's what this was?
Not anymore.
What? Okay, well, then you owe me $150.
You're an asshole, Jack.
I fucked this whole thing up.
Interior.
No, that's another scene. Though. Thank you.
You've been writing end on the other ones.
Yeah,
I didn't have space on that page, and sometimes it's good to consolidate. Like, because you don't want a whole page where it's just...
Yeah, that's all on one page. Can you believe that? All that packed into one page.
Really good.
Sort of. Yeah.
I love Titanic fanfic. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what you want at it. Like, this is, you know, it's not serious stuff. It's not real writing.
Shorts or something, like sketches, almost like little interstitials.
Like it's like animated. A fake sketch. You know what I mean?
It's like Robot Chicken, if you guys remember that, like little animated shorts that can go anywhere or live anywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
But those like have like a specific idea to them and they follow through them in a specific way.
This one seemed like stream of consciousness a little bit.
Yeah.
Last one.
I think it was just to be like,
last one.
Okay. It was supposed to.
What was it?
Who should be?
It's supposed to be like a check-in on like how has my writing ability changed from last November to this November?
Yeah. Okay.
Better or worse?
No. Yeah. I mean, I don't think you want to know the end. It's your birthday. Like, I'm not going to come in on your fucking birthday and like tell you you don't have what it takes. I would not.
But that is what you would say.
I would never do that to you. But you're my friend.
What if it's tomorrow?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I think tomorrow you know, maybe let's have a conversation tomorrow.
Okay, but what might you say at the conversation tomorrow?
I mean, it's impossible to predict the future. You know?
But you're feeling and thinking
that.
Those thoughts now.
It's a mishmash of things, you know? Yeah. It's so much. I mean, it's your birthday. You know what I mean? I've known you for years.
Yeah.
Like, I knew you back when your dick was broken in half. And it's like, now to see you here, like, trying your best, like, it's amazing.
Doing my best or trying my best?
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, let's just finish this out. And, like, had the best birthday ever.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah.
Down to do the last one.
Yeah. Amir, why don't you be Nicolas Cage? And then, Ali, why don't you be the director of The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Sorry, I'm getting flustered because, like, I'm really thinking about what you're thinking about in terms of the quality of
just literally act like I'm not here.
All right. Nick Cage, Tom, the director of the movie. This is supposed to be like, did you guys see The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent?
No. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was very good. And I thought that it would be like, what if this was like a deleted scene or like maybe a real life conversation that happened preceding the production?
Mm.
Either one. Scene direction?
Yep. Interior WME offices day.
This movie's about my life, Tom. I jerk off in real life.
Right, but...
No buts. It's called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. I'm the massive talent.
You are. You're a massive talent.
So then why isn't there a scene of me straight wanking in this movie?
Okay, Nick. I hear you. I'll draft it and send it to you by Friday, okay? Are we happy?
We're fappy.
Nice.
I didn't like that one.
Yeah.
Because it was just sort of one note.
Yeah, it was one note. The performances were flat. I was ill at ease since the comment about Zach thinking things about my writing.
The performances were flat.
Definitely.
I mean, I was loving the performances.
Allie was great.
It was natural.
Both of them.
I felt Tom.
You were great.
I was like, oh, Tom's great.
Allie was great. Allie dropped in. Yeah. Allie was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was writing notes.
I mean, this movie already came out.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, what would that be? Like a DVD extra or some weird thing.
They're going to produce that
now? I miss featurettes.
No, it's like we all are rooting for you, man. And like, I had such an interesting time doing the segment.
Yeah. But even like that, it's like there's so many ways to interpret like we're all rooting for you. Is it like everyone's sad at the way my life's going? Because I'm like 25 now and...
Wow, 25.
Yeah.
Over the hill, as they say.
Yeah, jeez.
I mean, I could die at 50.
You can die tomorrow.
What's that?
You could die before 50 for sure.
Yeah.
We're all, you know, it's always a risk.
And that's why birthdays are fun.
Yeah.
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 It's because you could die at 50.
Yeah.
I'm going to really think about the stuff you wrote. Okay. And I think you could have a really a serious chance.
Pat?
I think that if you're going to take anything and run with it, maybe Thurgood.
As yep. as like a pilot or as like a new name for me?
Maybe both.
All right. That could be good because it could be like Rami, right? So I like change my name to Thurgood.
That's his real name.
And then I write a pilot about my life and it's just
Thurgood.
Why wouldn't
Thurgood? It just be a pilot? A fictional pilot. Thurgood. Why do you have to change your name to make the pilot?
Plugs, what do you have going on? Amir, what do you have?
I'm on TikTok, and okay. I don't know if okay, a lot of people know that, but for the last 3+ years, I've been making some pretty bomb-ass content on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At OK Bloomer is my name on TikTok.
Allie?
Smash that. Sorry. Smash that like button. Subscribe. And let me know what kind of shit you want me to do on there.
You're asking them to do a lot. Find you on TikTok, follow you, and all then right. ideate TikToks for you.
Wait, like, smash the like button on every video.
On any video that you like.
Okay,
or
got
you
it.
Can just follow me on Instagram.
All right, Adam here.
Yeah.
And you're trying to sell that handle, right?
I'm still trying to sell that handle.
Yeah.
If any Amir out there, like a brand, wants that handle, I'm trying to let it go for 5 figures.
Allie?
You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at Allie Khan or on Letterboxd too. I'm only friends with Marika on Letterboxd, so I'd love to grow.
Oh. Love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Smash those movie review likes.
Nice. Buttons.
Buttons.
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter, which I don't care about. I don't care if you follow me or not. But
just,
I actually
like, do whatever.
I actually really care. It actually would mean a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't care. And yeah, it's, you know, just.
And what's the name?
Oh, right. My name, I guess. Okay. Zach B. Dunn.
Okay, cool.
But I think if you type in Zach Dunn, I would come up. Try that. See how it goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And happy birthday to my friend. I want to plug that.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Awesome, man.
No, really positive. Honestly.
No, this was, yeah.
Honestly.
The birthday
man.
Part was really crazy.
Yes.
Like one of a kind.
Yeah.
You've never done that on the show before, I don't think.
Had my birthday on the show. Right. At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter, while it lasts. Mm. And watch What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, right. Watch What We Do in the Shadows on Hulu.
What is this?
What?
No,
we're worried about you, man. I just don't want to leave here.
Yeah, there's like an elephant in the room.
I don't want to leave here if you're feeling bad.
No, I'm feeling
What can I good. Say that would make you feel good? And I'll say it.
That's awesome.
The writing you produced made me consider sending an email on your behalf to someone who could change your life.
Wow.
The writing you produced made me consider sending an email on your behalf that could change your life.
That's Dallas, folks.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's it's.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.